Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is currently 6:43, 17 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the terrorist attack on Bourbon Street yesterday. And, you know, as a native New Orleanian, it really did slap me in the face that it's happened in other parts of the country, and I guess it was only a matter of time until it happened here. And I'm guessing it was certainly an act of terrorism. How do you distinguish and separate that from a terrorist act? Ari Kruglansky, distinguished professor of psychology at the University of Maryland and an expert on radicalization and extremism, joins us now to try to parse all of this out. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm very saddened by what happened in your town.
As we all are, Professor, I don't know if we from what you've read, do you know any more? Can you infer anything about whether this man acted alone, whether he was inspired by ISIS, whether he just had an ISIS flag on his truck? I'm not trying to say, you know, take up for this man or anything else. I'm just wondering what do we know?
Well, it seems to be an act of terrorism, as far as I can tell. He posted videos identifying himself with the Islamic State. He had a flag of Islamic State. So it doesn't seem to be a random act, but rather an ideologically inspired act. I think it is, in my opinion, it's an act of terrorism.
So,
you know, the ideology of ISIS is not as attractive as it was in the height of the caliphate, but it's still attractive, especially for people who are down and out and embrace the opportunity to inflict damage and feel powerful and empowered by that.
So when it comes to him being honorably discharged, as I understand it, from the military, serving in Afghanistan, what does your research show about U.S. soldiers? That do they at some point identify with the people that they're going against, or what is the typical course of something like that, or is there a typical course?
Well, people who serve in the military are exposed to violence on a daily basis. You know, they fight the enemy of the country, but still it is through violent means. So violence is a very accessible idea to them. And when they feel disgruntled for whatever reason, they are very likely to embrace an ideology that justifies them the use of violence in order to make them feel significant and worthy. Many of the mass shooters were former military personnel, people who stormed the Capitol on January 6, 1920, were in part military veterans. So, you know, being in the military makes the idea of violence for a cause very accessible. And when people feel the need to assert themselves, these people are particularly likely to embrace violence.
So would it be accurate to make the comparison of, it's not the military itself, but as being a member of the military, you get exposed to a lot of violence, a la if you're working in a forest with an axe, then all of a sudden you learn about a chainsaw, and then it's like, well, wait, this is a better way to accomplish the task that I'm trying to accomplish. Is that an oversimplification, or is that accurate?
No, it's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate.
Okay, so
when you're in the military, that idea comes, you know, very readily to mind. What is interesting about these this case are two things. First of all, the choice of the weapon, and second, the choice of timing. The choice of weapon, you know, it's a very scary thing because everybody owns a vehicle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't even have to own a gun. It's not a question of a license or purchasing a gun. Everybody owns a vehicle, and therefore the temptation of use it for violent means is greater than even in the case of guns.
So,
the second thing is the question
ahead,
of timing. Yeah.
Go ahead, Professor. I'm sorry.
Yeah, where you know the country is celebrating the new year. Everybody feels happy and making New Year's resolution and very positive. This is the time where the enemy wants to strike. To remind ourselves that you know that we are not safe, we are not secure. There is an enemy out there who is out to get us.
So what is the boat and what is the dock here, if I might draw another analogy? Is ISIS the boat or is ISIS the dock when it comes to the terrorist and his ISIS affiliation, if that makes any sense to you?
The ISIS provides the narrative, the ideology that justifies attacks and killing of Americans. The cause of the individual cause is disgruntlement of the person. This person, Shamsud bin Jabbar, was in financial difficulties. He, I think, lost his job in 2022. So, you know, he was down and out, and that made him susceptible to an ideology that justifies violence and therefore empowerment. He felt empowered. He felt he's doing something. He felt down and out, and now he's feeling heroic. He's of course dead, but he was willing to sacrifice all in order to erase these feelings of insignificance, of you know, being unworthy, being a failure.
I know you're a professor of psychology, and I guess I'm trying to figure, Doctor, if I'm trying, let me take a break and we'll put all this together, try to, when we come back, because I understand he had some financial setbacks. He went through a divorce, had some custody problems. But if that's the case, then you would think that, okay, you go kill yourself. Where does it, I'm not saying that people should do that, but I'm just wondering, how does it go from that? The thought process goes to, well, wait a minute. No, it's not my fault. It's somebody else's fault, and because it is, I'm going to use this stuff that ISIS is preaching as a way to show my regret or something. I don't know. I mean, you maybe take me through this, Professor, because I'm seeing a big. Maybe it's just not the way I think. Do we have any indication that ISIS encourages kind of thing? Is there any ISIS propaganda out there that's saying, you know, hey, you guys?
Oh, yes.
Both we'll talk about that when we come back.
Yes. Okay. Very
How about
good.
Vehicle attacks when we come back? 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:53, 7 till 7, Tommy Tucker. Quickly back to Ari Kruglansky, a distinguished university professor in psychology at the University of Maryland and an expert on radicalization and extremism, talking about Shamsud bin Jabbar and the terrorist attack on Bourbon Street. And I guess we all knew it was only a matter of time until it hit us here in New Orleans, and it did. Tell me, Professor, if you would, about ISIS, I guess, being the dock and reaching out to the different disgruntled boats out there and trying to get them to engage in this form of extremism if things don't go their way?
Yes, both ISIS and Al-Qaeda explicitly identified vehicular terrorism as a very easy way of accomplishing a lot of damage. Even people talk about how accessible guns are in America. Mm-hmm. Well, cars are much more accessible, and they can inflict huge damage, you know, in public gatherings, all around the world. And in the recent years, there's been a great proliferation of vehicular attacks, both in Europe, the Middle East, of course, hundreds of them, and in this country as well, in Berlin, in France, in Germany, in the United States, because it's so easy. And the terrorist organization Al-Qaeda and ISIS have identified it and explicitly advocated the use of vehicles in order to kill what they see as their enemies. So, you know, it is that a narrative that is looking for the for the ducks to embark on it, right, and engaging in this very easy to accomplish act of mayhem.
So how does ISIS get somebody to think that, okay, you've had some business reverses, you've had some divorce problems, your life is not going well? How does ISIS morph that message into the way to get back is to run innocent people over with a truck?
Well, ISIS does not relate as much to the you know, individual setbacks that the person experienced. Mm-hmm. ISIS talks about you know, Muslims being exploited and humiliated by the West being the enemy of true religion and so forth. A person who has setbacks is very vulnerable to join that kind of a narrative because of the fact that the narrative promises them greatness, promises them the status of a hero, of a martyr. And that person, because of their personal setbacks, embarks and joins the collective setbacks of Muslims as they're portrayed by ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and is embracing the method of killing the enemies of Allah in order to become famous and worthy, and therefore compensate for their feelings of worthlessness and insignificance. So, you know, it's the individual setbacks that predispose a person to embrace the collective setbacks and engage in actions that promote their status of hero in the collective that they are allegedly defending.
So does it then the message is, you didn't make it in this world. Now it's time to turn to this radical message of Islam and carry out this attack to get your reward in the next world. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Here is your opportunity to become a hero. You know, you've been down and out for various reasons. Well, Muslims around the world have been exploited and humiliated and disempowered by the West. And therefore, we've got to hit the West. And this is an opportunity for you to become a hero. And for a person who feels the opposite, an anti-hero, a person who feels humiliated, disempowered, a failure, financial troubles, divorce, inability to meet the payments, this narrative is particularly attractive. And especially for a person with military background, for whom violence is a kind of natural mode of attaining significance, it all comes together and a person is attracted to the narrative and carries out the act that is so easy to carry out with a vehicle.
So New York Times has a story today about vehicle ramming attacks using cars and trucks as weapons has become common. Is this the new future, Professor? Is this the new norm, I guess, when it comes to terrorist attacks?
Unfortunately, it's proliferating because of the ease of the execution that is identified by the terrorist organization that advertised it, therefore. And, of course, there is a copycatting phenomenon that we've seen with mass shootings, and it will also apply in the case of vehicular attacks. We've got to be extremely vigilant and protect all our public gatherings and sidewalks and so on, because this is likely to become the new normal as far as terrorist attacks are concerned.
And this all goes back to death by a thousand cuts, and the nature of terrorism itself, does it not?
It does. It does. Nature of terrorism, psychologically speaking, is in order to promote the significance of the person, and the narratives identify that and identify the tools. And the easier the tools, the more likely it is that people are going to use them. And this is a particularly true of vehicular terrorism.
Thank you, Professor.